An upcoming Sturgeon County bylaw could theoretically let sand and gravel operators dig mines right next to people's homes if they convinced council to let them do so. Sturgeon County Council voted 5-2, councillors Neil Camo and Kristen Toms opposed, October 25, to have administration draw up revisions to its land use bylaw which would add performance standards to the current resource extraction district and create a new DC, RE1 Resource Extraction, Direct Control 1 district. County Council started work on revisions to its sand and gravel extraction rules back in 2019 to open up more area for extraction and address resident concerns about aggregate operations. Staff held 3 rounds of in-person and online talks as part of these revisions in what was billed as the county's largest engagement process in recent memory. The current rules require aggregate operators to stay 400 and 800 meters away from homes and multi-lot subdivisions, respectively. Last year, administration proposed to create 2 new resource extraction districts where operators could mine aggregate within 50 or 200 meters of a home if they met enhanced performance standards for issues such as noise, traffic, dust, reclamation, communications, and air and water quality. 2 big changes. County Planning and Development Services Manager Bonnie McGinnis said operators and residents disliked the proposed new districts but supported the enhanced performance standards. She proposed to scrap the new districts in favor of 2 other changes. First, the county would keep its current 400/800 of a meter setbacks for aggregate operations but require operators to meet enhanced performance standards. Second, the county would let operators apply to rezone their land to a new direct control district for resource extraction wherein they could ask for any setback lower than 400/800 of a meter. If council believed such a setback was warranted, they could authorize it or write in the setback of their choice, along with any other enhanced performance standards they wished. There were certain sites in Sturgeon where smaller setbacks for sand and gravel operations could be justified through a science-based approach, McGinnis said. If you've got a parcel out in the middle of nowhere and nobody around you, you could probably go right to the property line. Council concerns. Toms criticized these changes, saying that the 400/800 of a meter limit was very restrictive compared to other jurisdictions and would affect millions of dollars of resources. It was also unclear what steps operators would have to take to reduce those setbacks, as those steps would be set by the council and administration of the day. I want people to know what they need to do in advance, both industry and residents, and I certainly don't believe this provides that, Tom said. Cown. Matthew McLennan, whose division had many sand and gravel pits, approved of these changes, saying residents told him they wanted to keep the 400/800 of a meter limit but also let industry mine closer to homes if residents were okay with it. These new rules would force industry to gain the trust of residents. Mayor Alana Natiu said she was disappointed much of the feedback council received in these consultations was fear-based, but acknowledged it did reflect the negative experiences of many residents. There's a great deal of trust that has to be rebuilt, she said, and increased enforcement and performance standards could build that trust. Council also voted 5-2, Camo and Toms opposed, to implement other recommendations of the Resource Extraction Regulatory Review Report within 9 months, although some councillors called for them to be done within 6. Those recommendations included a review of how the county allocated its community aggregate payment, CAP, levy, the 40 cents per ton fee operators paid when mining sand or gravel. Council was to get a first draft of the proposed land use changes this November.